A Memphis man who became a giant in the industry of public relations died this morning. Harold Burson, founder of Burson Marsteller, helped transform PR from a cottage business into a global industry. WKNO's Christopher Blank reports.
By any measure, it was a PR disaster.
Introducing the new taste of Coca-Cola.
In 1985, the famous Cola Wars saw the introduction of a new formula for Coke. Public backlash was immediate and harsh. Behind the scenes, Harold Burson advised Coca-Cola to own up to its mistake.
Throughout my career, I have always felt that you always tell the truth. If you don't want to tell the truth, you don't answer the question.
That was Burson talking with WKNO last October, still keeping office hours at age 98. A graduate of Humes High School, he always wanted to be a journalist and got a start at the commercial appeal while in college at Ole Miss. In the Army during World War II, he covered the Nuremberg Nazi trials. After the war, Burson moved to New York and went into public relations. In 1953, he teamed up with a Chicago ad man, William Marsteller. Over three decades, Burson Marsteller became one of the world's biggest PR firms. Chris Foster, President North America of Burson, Cohn, and Wolf, says Burson expanded the role of PR services for major corporations and even foreign governments.
He was one who really helped globalize the industry and really, you know, bring lots of other aspects and capabilities and areas together that would benefit organizations.
Foster says some of Burson's innovations have become textbook examples of modern public relations. His company advised Johnson & Johnson through the Tylenol poisoning crisis of 1982, which led to tamper-resistant drug packaging.
It's a case study that a lot of us who've been in the industry for 30-plus years have benefited from, and it's a classic example of doing everything right.
In 1999, the industry magazine PR Week named him the most influential PR person of the 20th century. Last year, Harold Burson moved back to Memphis after a 78-year absence. He died this morning at Memphis Jewish Home and Rehab. For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank.